In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, St. Leo the Great has said that the nature of God is by its essence goodness itself. Now, goodness naturally diffuses itself, spreads itself out and around. And by experience, we know that men of good heart are full of love, full of charity for all around them. They desire to share with all the goods which they enjoy. God, being infinite goodness, is all love towards his creatures. Thus, St. John calls him pure love, pure charity, saying, God is charity, in his first epistle, chapter 4, verse 8. And therefore, God ardently desires to make us partakers of his happiness. Faith teaches us how much the three divine persons have done through love to man to enrich him with heavenly gifts. In saying to his apostles, teach ye all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, Jesus Christ wished that they should not only instruct the Gentiles in the mystery of the Holy Trinity, but that they should also teach the love which the adorable Trinity bears to man. I intend to propose to you today, for your consideration, the love shown to us by the Father in our creation, and also the love of the Son in our redemption, and the love of the Holy Ghost in our sanctification. The love shown to us by the Father is in our creation. He said, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have drawn thee, taking pity on thee. The prophet Jeremiah, chapter 31, verse 3. My son, says the Lord, I have loved you for eternity. And through love for you, I have shown mercy to you by drawing you out of nothing. Thus, beloved Christians, of all those who love you, God has been your first lover. Your parents have been the first to love you on this earth, but they loved you only after they had known you. But before you had being, God loved you. Before your mother or father was born, God loved you. Yes, even before the creation of the world, he loved you. And how long before creation has God loved you? Perhaps for 1,000 years or perhaps for 1,000 ages. It's needless to count the number of years or ages. God loved you from eternity. As long as he has been God, he has loved you. As long as he has loved himself, he has loved you. The thought of this love made St. Agnes the Virgin exclaim, I am prevented by another lover. When creatures asked for her heart, she answered, No, I cannot prefer you to my God. He has been the first to love me. It is then but just that he should hold the first place in my affections. Thus, God has loved you from eternity. And through pure love, he has selected you from among so many men whom he could have created in place of you. But he has left them in their nothingness and has brought you into existence and placed you in the world. For the love of you, he has made so many other beautiful creatures that they might serve you and that they might remind you of the love which he has borne to you and of the gratitude which you owe to him. Heaven and earth, says St. Augustine, and all things tell me to love thee. When the saint looked at the sun, the stars, the mountains, the sea, or the rains, they all appeared to him to speak and to say, Augustine, love God, for he has created us that you might love him. The Abbé de René, the founder of the famed Trappist order looked at the hills or the fountains or flowers, he said that all of these creatures reminded him of the love which God had borne him. Saint Teresa used to say that these creatures reproached her with her ingratitude to God. While she would hold a flower in her hand, Saint Mary Magdalene de Pazzi used to feel her heart wounded with divine love and would say within herself, "Then my God has thought from eternity of creating this flower and this fruit that I might love him. And moreover, seeing us condemned to hell in punishment of our sins, the Eternal Father, through love of us, has sent his Son down to earth to die on the cross in order to redeem us from hell and bring us with him himself into paradise. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." Love, which the Apostle calls an excess of love, according to St. Paul, his exceeding charity, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, has quickened us together in Christ. See also the special aspect of love which God has shown you and bringing you into a Christian country in the bosom of the Catholic Church, the true Church. How many are born among the pagans or the Jews or the Mohammedans, and they are lost? Consider that compared with these, only a few, not even the tenth part of the human race, have the happiness of being born in a country where there is the true faith. And among that small number, he has chosen you. What an invaluable benefit is the gift of faith. How many millions of souls among infidels and heretics are deprived of the sacraments, of sermons, of good example, and of other helps to salvation which we possess in the true Church? And the Lord resolved to bestow on us all these great graces without any merit on our part, and even with foreknowledge of our sins and our faults. For when he thought of creating us and of conferring these gifts on us, he saw our sins from all eternity. He saw the injuries we would commit against him. Yes, he did this for us, even though he knew we would injure both our neighbor and, more importantly, God himself. He did this for us. What have we done for God? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.